Hey, it's Ophira with an Ask Me Another bonus round. Ding, ding. This week, our VIPs are musicians Amy Mann and Ted Leo, and they have joined forces in a new band called The Both. So I asked these seasoned travelers if they had any great tips on how to survive life on the road.
Pack everything that you don't think you will ever need because you tell yourself like, oh, I can just get it at a drugstore. No,
yes,
you won't. You will never be near a drugstore. You'll be at a hotel by the airport and there's not going to be any drugstore. And don't worry about clothes. Clothes are not the important thing to pack.
No clothes.
Honestly, you'll wear the same thing every day.
That's true. And
if you
knows.
Are me. Also, there might not be that many showers in your... Look, don't get too close is what I'm saying.
If you are like me, however, who carries kind of the worst traits of being both Irish and Italian, you will need sunscreen for being Irish and extra clothes for being Italian, because I begin to sweat the second I walk out under these lights, profusely and disgustingly, actually.
It hasn't started yet, but I can see it.
It's building?
I can see it deciding that it's time.
We figured that two musicians stuck on a tour bus night after night probably get to know each other pretty well, so we created the newly formed band game, where Amy and Ted had to guess how the other person answers some very deep questions. And here's a couple that we saved just for you.
All right. Amy, here's another question for you. We asked Ted, who would he want to play him in the Hollywood blockbuster film of his life? What actor did he choose to portray him?
It's Ted's bell that rings. I feel like there's some people that people have told you you look like that. I don't even know what the guy's name is because I don't watch the show. I don't think that this is your choice, but maybe, possibly, it was all you could come up with. The Game of Thrones dude.
You're speaking of the actor who plays Stannis Baratheon on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Which I reject outright.
Yeah, I sort of felt that wasn't...
I get it. I understand why people say that, but I reject it.
I don't know what the preference would be. Oh, do I have to come up with someone? My mind is a blank.
Is this something that you've discussed?
I don't know that we've discussed it, but I would like to discuss it with you now.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's get it all out there.
Well, I said Christopher Maloney.
Really?
Because in my mind, I was thinking actually that, you know, were, for example, someone like Mariska Hargitay to play you, we could have a really good SVU kind of singing detective thing happening, you know?
I think you have just sketched out the plot to our next video. Thank you.
True Detective Season 2.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah.
We asked Amy to complete this sentence. Compared to my husband, Ted is a better blank.
Wow.
The audience is already going at their own places in their head, and they don't even know the answer.
What's not going to get me in trouble with everyone involved here? A better...
He is tapping. It could be tap dance.
Tap dancer. I'm going to say a better person at keeping a slight critical distance on my interest in cryptozoology and biblical numerology and ancient giants of the North American continent and such like that.
So in Portland, Maine, you're not going to the museum there?
Oh, no,
you're...
I'll go.
Okay,
I'm
you'll
just
go.
Slightly more skeptical than Michael
I
Penn.
I think that is an advanced answer. I'm going to give you that. Amy, what did you say?
I don't even really understand what that answer was. But I feel like it contained within it an aspect of going head to head with Michael Penn on issues of theology and the giants of the ancient history or whatever.
This is something I would never do. I would never go head to head with Michael Penn on the history of the ancient giants of North America.
Me neither, for the record.
Yeah, no, I think no one would. I did not say that.
Really?
Strangely, I did not think of that answer.
I forgot that in that whole thing, I should have been thinking about what you would have said that I was thrown. Yeah, I forgot about that aspect of the game.
Instead of thinking, what answer will not get me murdered? Yeah. I said that you were a better tour guide because you're a great traveler. You always know places to go and museums to see and restaurants that are nearby and that kind of thing.